Alors, je pense qu'on est avec Shea Weber.
Your thoughts on Myers' hit and just what you saw and what your thoughts about it?
Yeah, it was tough. It didn't look great in real time. Haven't seen the replay yet, so I think be able to judge it more maybe after the replay. But it was tough to tell. Just didn't look great at the time.
Alexis Bélanger Champagne.
Shea, five on five again tonight. You guys were the better team. Just what and it seemed like it's the same story so far this season. Just what makes this group so good at even strength?
I mean, we've got depth. We've got a lot of guys, a lot of lines that can keep rolling, 60, and obviously our goaltending's been solid as well. So that being said, we keep talking about staying out of the box. We got to find a way to be more disciplined still. I think we got to find that line that we can play on. We want to be that physical team. We want to be that team that's hard to play against, but we got to find a way to stop taking penalties.
Eric Engels.
Thanks, Paul. Shea, do you have a sense for what the intercompetition is on this team? Like the Toffoli line came to Vancouver having not hit the board and watched everybody else hit the board. And do you feel like they took it like a personal challenge? Like it's our turn now. Do you feel that kind of installing in this team here?
I wouldn't say it's exactly that. I think it's just the experience. The guys know that they're good players, and obviously guys want to contribute, and not everyone's going to contribute every night. And that's why teams are good, is, you know, one night, one line or two lines might not be on, and one line might carry the team. One night your other line might not be on, and three lines or your fourth line carries the team. So it's just the depth that good teams have, and it's something that we're fortunate to have right now, and guys chipping in, and one of those things that you just want everyone to contribute on any given night.
Martin McGuire.
Hi, Shea, we did speculate just before the training camp how long it would take to the new players to gel with the team. Would you say now that it's done for them?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's done. It's definitely getting there. It helps that, like I kind of mentioned during training camp, there's a lot of guys with experience have played on multiple teams, so get them integrated was pretty easy, but I still think there's a lot of room for improvement too. We can't get satisfied here. We still got another game here before we head home, and we've done a lot of good things so far, but there's a lot of season left as well.
Gemma.
Hi, Shea. You talked about the need to stay out of the penalty box, but the penalty kill was quite effective tonight, two shorthanded goals. What is it about your penalty kill that you've been able to find those shorties?
Obviously a lot of speed up front. We got guys that can fly, and tonight there was a couple good reads. Obviously guys picked off pucks, and we're able to give the guys breakaways, and guys finished off. So I think the aggression and guys' ability to skate has really helped out with the shorthanded goals.
Two last questions. Chaumoine, Godin, Jean-François, you're up.
Hi, Shea. Alexander Romanov finished the game with 22-31. Is the biggest ice time of the team. Will you say it will be really good maybe for older defensemen like you, Jeff, or Ben Chariot to have a younger guy like Romanov who can play some big minutes and give you a little bit of rest?
I think that the depth throughout the – it's the same thing with the forwards. I think that we can roll 6D. We can – each game's going to present something different. There's going to be more power plays, more penalty kill, but being able to kind of split up those minutes more evenly is going to help in the long run for everybody.
Marc-Antoine Godin.
Yeah, Shea, further to that, you were talking about rolling four lines, rolling 6Ds. When there are as many penalties as there were the last two games, it's more difficult for the game for you guys to find your rhythm. So what specific challenge does it represent for a team that relies so much on its depth when the rhythm is so broken?
Yeah, it is difficult. You're right. It's there's a lot of good players that get caught sitting around for a bit, and I think guys got to stay in it. And obviously, the shifts after penalty kills or power plays are huge, because those guys that haven't played need to get back in it. And there's a lot of momentum. Whether there was momentum build on a kill or a power play, you either want to keep it going, or if it was the other way, you want to get it switched back in your favor.
Merci, Shea.
Merci. Tyler Toffoli, l'ancien Canucks.
Merci, Paul. Hi, Tyler. Did you see a difference in the way your line played the last two games, maybe if we compare to the first three? What made you click, especially, you think, in the last 24 hours?
I think just doing a better job holding on to pucks. Obviously, they're big guys. I'm not small by any means, but holding on to the puck and making smart plays and not giving the puck away, so we weren't really chasing it.
Jonathan Bernier, Journal de Montréal.
Yeah, hello, Tyler. You had three breakaways on your side on the PK tonight. Scored on two of them. How can you explain that? Is it the way you read the play, or the aggressiveness on the PK?
Yeah, I think we were just making good reads. The four of us on the ice at all times, putting a lot of pressure on them on the break-ins, and obviously they tried to make some plays, and we just got sticks on it and had little breaks.
Jean-François Chaumont, Journal de Montréal.
Hi, Tyler. You played with Tyler Myers in Vancouver. Were you surprised to see him react that way at the end of the game against Joel Armia?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's not, something I necessarily really want to talk about, but Armia's, he was having a great game, and that's one of those things that nobody wants to see in the game. And I mean, it's unfortunate for Mizey, but I can't imagine he's going to like the outcome of it. It wasn't a very good hit. I think he'll look at it and he'll think the same thing now.
Gemma Carson-Smith.
Hi, Tyler. What is it about this building that you score so much? Even in your time with the Kings, this has been the place where you've put away the most goals.
Like I said yesterday, for whatever reason, I enjoy coming in here. Obviously, when fans are in the building, it's just good energy and just some good luck, I guess.
Eric Engels, Sportsnet.
Yeah, Tyler, you have a couple of veteran players that have been on the outside of your lineup in Corey Perry and Michael Frolik. Have you had a sense for how much they're chomping at the bit to be a part of this?
Yeah, I mean, being around them, seeing them in practice, they, they're not just, going through the motions. They're working hard, staying ready to be in the lineup. So, I mean, we'll see how Army's feeling. I haven't seen him yet, so see how he's feeling. And then, obviously, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them step in and see some time here.
Alexis Bélanger-Champagne.
You mentioned Joel Armia a little bit earlier. He really had one of those nights where everything seems to be clicking. Just often in the last few years, guys have been talking about how skilled he is. Just what did you know about him before coming to Montreal? And are you surprised by the level of skills that he's showed in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, I think I've known him of him for a while. I played against him in the minors a couple times, and then when he was in Winnipeg. So he's obviously been around, and he's always been that big guy making really good plays. Holding on the pucks, and that's what he's shown the past 2 days here.
We'll take two more questions. Moses will do. CTV.
Tyler, how are you doing? Congratulations. Another big day for you. Just tell me, when was the last time you ever had a streak like this where you scored, in this case, five goals in two games? Does any memory come to mind?
I think one of the last times I was in Van, and then we went to Edmonton when I was in LA. So that's obviously 5-6 years ago.
Final question, Julian McKenzie.
Hey, Tyler, just a bit of a follow-up to Gemma's question. Obviously, you've had a lot of luck at Rogers Arena, and sometimes players who are on the opposition or scoring the goals that they do like to take out the energy from the fans that are there. But what's it been like producing as much as you have, but knowing there aren't any opposing fans to kind of, ruin their nights for?
Honestly, the guys in the room, they make it great. Whenever anybody's scoring, everybody's so excited for whoever that is. And, just kind of keeps the emotions high. And just like I said, the guys in the locker room are keeping everything going, and the excitement is all in the room.
Merci.
On est prêt pour aller retrouver Nick Suzuki au podium qui répond aux questions des journalistes.
Back, on est de retour avec Nick Suzuki. Première question, Simon-Olivier Lorange, La Presse.
Hey Nick, did you get the chance to see the hit on Armia, and what are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, kind of like what Webby said before, it didn't look too great from the bench, so where we were sitting, so saw a bit of the replay. Hope Armia's okay here.
Alexis Bélanger, Champagne.
Hi, Nick. Just curious, early in the game.
Oh, excuse-moi, Alexis. Si tu peux recommencer, c'est moi qui t'ai coupé.
Okay. Hi, Nick. Just curious, early in the game, it was again Toffoli and Horvat getting the scoring going. Were you having flashbacks from last night? Was it a little strange to see them still filling up the net?
Yeah, Toffs is playing really well right now. He's getting a ton of chances and burying the most of them. And yeah, it's a little bit of a flashback from last night, but it's good to get on a win tonight.
Pat Hickey, Gazette.
Thanks, Paul. Nick, you tonight, Phil Deneau had trouble in the faceoff circle, which is unusual. But you guys, the young guys, you, Jake, and Jesperi, all well above 60%. You feeling more comfortable in the faceoff circle now?
Yeah. The last couple of games, I've been pretty disappointed with my faceoffs. So trying to bear down more. Started off better last couple games. I took me a bit to win my first draw, so I felt comfortable last year, just getting back into everyday winning draws.
Jean-François Chaumont, Journal de Montréal.
Hi, Nick. After five games, it's already 24 goals for the Canadiens. How can you explain that stats? Is it only depth, or it's more than depth?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. We've had some great games offensively. We got a ton of depth throughout our whole lineup. Probably the points are spread out and the goals are spread out through all the lines. So it's really fun to play like that. We've been playing fun hockey. And yeah, we just got to keep that going. I think our depth is our strongest suit.
Arpin Basu.
Hi, Nick. Continuing on that theme, I guess, you know, this was a back-to-back situation. You're playing 3 and 4 here on Saturday, but obviously having that depth is going to help you guys in these situations throughout the year, you would imagine. If can you feel that in the game? That can you feel that extra energy that you guys might have because of how your minutes are spread out and everything? And what are the situations where you kind of notice it?
Yeah, I think it started last night. Obviously, Claude ran the bench pretty evenly. We had a lot of special teams, but we have guys that are playing a lot of PK and a lot of power play time. So I think it was pretty even, and I think you saw that tonight. We were able to get on them pretty quickly starting the second period. We had fresher legs. You can definitely see it on the ice, and we all felt pretty good heading into the game.
Last question, Jared Book.
Hi, Nick. Just wondering, you know, the first game of the season, your line really took the offensive reins, and every game has been a different line. Do you guys kind of feed off of that? Have a little bit of internal competition? Obviously, most lines got on the scoreboard today, but do you guys feed off of that internally?
Yeah, I think we definitely feed off each other. We're happy whatever line's going. We just want to ride their momentum, and it depends on what line starts off well. But I think just the depth that we have, there's going to be tough to handle for a lot of teams. Fourth line to the first line, we got people that can put the puck in the net, so it's a huge boost for our lineup.
Merci, Nico. Première question.
Hi, Claude. We've spent a lot of time talking about your depth, obviously, and the schedule and how those two things could mesh together and provide results. Is tonight a real clear example of that in the sense that you're able to have a fresher team and it eventually gets you an advantage in the game?
I think that's one of the things that definitely happened tonight. We talked about it before the game. This is a team, Vancouver, that comes out really strong in the first period. Every time I've watched them, they always have a good start, good first period, and they try and create a lead. So we had to be ready for that. And I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job and had a few penalties there in the first that gave him obviously one goal, but they, you know, kind of gave him a little bit of momentum. But I thought from the second period on, we kind of picked up our game there and really took it over from that point on.
Alexandre Gascon, as we can.
Oui, excuse-moi, Claude. Merci, Paul. Est-ce que tu as eu la chance de revoir la mise en échec de Tyler Myers sur Joël Armia? Et puis, qu'est-ce que tu peux nous dire de l'état de Byron et Armia?
Ben, je te dirais, j'ai revu la séquence, c'est sûr. Là, puis Armia, présentement, ce qu'on me dit, c'est qu'il est évalué avec une commotion. Alors, c'est une perte pour nous là, pour l'instant. Et puis, c'est dommage parce que j'ai pas aimé la mise en échec là, de Myers. Ne l'a pas vu venir. Écoute, c'est un coup d'épaule là, qui semblait haut. Je pense que les arbitres ont bien réagi en lui décernant 5 minutes. Là. Maintenant, reste à savoir ce que le côté discipline de la Ligue va faire. C'est ce qu'on ne contrôle pas, malheureusement. J'ai pas aimé le coup, surtout avec 2 minutes 28, c'est 6 à 3. Ne l'a pas vu venir un gros gaillard. Là, je pense qu'il est 6 et 7. Est-ce que c'était nécessaire? Surtout quand on essaie de nettoyer ce genre de mise en échec-là dans la Ligue nationale. C'est que on va attendre de voir ce que la façon que la Ligue va sévir.
Jonathan Bernier.
Oui, salut Claude. Écoute, les matchs comme celui d'hier, celui de ce soir, c'est pas mal excitant pour les gens qui regardent à la maison. Pour les coachs, c'est peut-être un peu différent. As-tu peur au début du match que ça se mette à scorer d'un bord puis de l'autre, là, un peu comme la rencontre d'hier?
Oui, on a vu 4 buts quand même assez rapides, là, et puis... Alors, ça nous a donné l'illusion que peut-être ça pourrait être de cette façon-là. Mais quand on est revenu pour commencer la deuxième période, on a parlé de peut-être ressaisir encore un peu plus notre jeu défensif, de minimiser les punitions, etc., pour justement minimiser les chances de marquer de l'autre équipe. C'est que on s'est quand même adapté un petit peu mieux là, à partir de la deuxième période. C'est que c'était un match un petit peu plus à notre image.
Martin McGuire.
Claude, on a spéculé au début de l'année sur combien de temps ça prendrait à vos nouveaux venus de s'intégrer à l'équipe, à leur ligne, à leur paire de quand ce sont des défenseurs. Jusqu'à maintenant, les résultats montrent que ces gars-là sont intégrés vraiment. Qu'est-ce que tu penses de ça?
Comme j'avais expliqué là, durant le camp d'entraînement, on a fait beaucoup de travail, beaucoup de préparation justement à donner la chance aux nouveaux joueurs de s'adapter à notre style de jeu. Puis on a fait beaucoup de vidéos avant tous les entraînements et puis on a pris le temps d'avoir des entraînements spécifiquement à ce qu'on avait regardé sur la vidéo pour justement que les joueurs se sentent le plus confortable possible. Reste quand même, là, quand tu regardes les matchs, on a encore beaucoup de travail à faire, surtout dans notre territoire défensif. Là, je pense qu'on peut être un petit peu plus serré, là, puis on peut s'améliorer de ce côté-là. Mais en général, là, on est comme toutes les autres équipes qui n'ont pas eu beaucoup de temps à jouer les matchs. Je crois qu'on s'adapte tranquillement, puis j'espère qu'on va continuer à s'améliorer.
Simon Olivier.
Oui, Claude, d'abord une précision, puis ensuite une question. Tu as dit que Armia était évalué pour une commotion ou il y a une commotion, et ensuite je me demandais, est-ce que le nouveau format affronter plusieurs fois les mêmes équipes, un peu comme en série, risque d'entraîner plus de coups comme ça, qui peut-être de frustration à force de voir les mêmes équipes tout le temps?
Je te dirais toutes ces choses-là, c'est évident. On l'a mentionné même avant la saison commence. Quand tu joues des matchs consécutifs contre des équipes, c'est sûr qu'il va y avoir une rivalité qui va se bâtir au fur et à mesure que tu joues. Surtout des matchs consécutifs, il y a toujours quelque chose qui revient du match d'avant, et etc. C'est que ça, ce qu'on a vu ce soir, là, c'est des choses qu'on peut s'attendre à voir quand même assez souvent si on continue à jouer des matchs donc, consécutifs contre la même équipe. Puis dans le cas d'Armia a été évalué pour ayant une commotion, oui.
Eric Engels.
Hey Claude, given what happened to Byron taking that shot from Shea Weber, is he going to have further evaluation? Or is there at all a possibility that he might not be available to you on Saturday?
Well, I think he's going to be evaluated on a day-to-day basis. I mean, he took the shot on the foot there. We all know that. So he didn't feel comfortable enough to finish the game. We're off tomorrow, and a lot can happen in the next 2 days. And we'll see how he feels. And if we need to make some adjustments, we'll make them then. But right now, it's too early to tell you whether he's in or not. But as I mentioned earlier, Armia being diagnosed with a concussion, he's going to be out for a bit.
Gemma.
Hi, Claude. You just answered my question a little bit, saying that Armia is out with a concussion. I'm wondering if you can, I know you've already answered this in French, but if you could give us your assessment of the hit in English.
Well, I mean, when you look back at the replay, you know, I know he's 6'7", just seems like a high hit. You know, obviously, Armia's got a concussion, so definitely there was contact with the head. So I think the referee's got it right by calling a five and a match penalty. And I think, you know, in reviewing it and everything else, they felt they made the right call. Now, I don't control what happens with the league and the disciplinary actions coming from there. But, you know, when a guy, you know, we're trying to clean up our game by making sure we take, you know, vulnerable hits or on players, unsuspected players. And I think in this case, Armia never saw him coming. So he's an unsuspected player. So I don't know how the league is going to handle it. That's obviously not my department. I'll let them handle it the way they feel fit. But I like the fact that the referees got it right by calling it a five in a match.